at the heart of North Yorkshire.
Ellie Fiorentini.
BBC Radio York.
We're an organisation that concentrates on professional development training. And we've got quite a few clients in the UK. And we wanted to go international. So when we found the advertisement for the UKTI trade mission to the Middle East, fantastic opportunity. Small writing down at the bottom of the application was, if you go into Saudi, then you'll have to wear an abaya, which is cloth from, you know, your neck, long tunic, extended tunic, all the way down to your ankles. And really, our trip was to gain professional development training contracts out there in Saudi. We went to Oman afterwards and then ended up in Dubai.
What did you know about the Middle East before you headed out there?
Not a great deal, except the misconceptions, and let me stress, misconceptions. The three countries that we went to, yes, the women do cover themselves up from head to toe. And I thought, personally, that the women might be possibly oppressed, possibly suppressed by the domineering gender out there.
Almost like second-class citizens.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I thought. And to have to be forced to put an abaya on to go to a country was not something that I appreciated at first.
Okay. Fiona, what were your sort of ideas? What was going around in your head initially before you headed out there? Because we all have sort of preconceived ideas about what we think about the Middle East.
Yeah. I really, as much as everybody else, you think of the Middle East as this very male-dominated society, very dominated by the religion and the culture. I have had friends who did work out in Saudi. So I didn't, all I really knew was that they put Western people in compounds, which sounds really bizarre. But other than that, I felt I needed to research it a little bit more. I'm very apprehensive, but quite excited because I'm the kind of person that I need to be proved. I need to go out there and see for myself. So, again, women dressed from head to toe in dark clothes, kind of quite invisible within the society, very patriarchal society, powerful and wealthy. They were really kind of my general ideas of the Middle East as a whole.
So what did you discover when you went there?
Quite amazing, actually. It really blew my mind in a lot of ways because initially, in order to prepare for our trip, because it was a business trip, we were extraordinarily aware as well of the fact that business women may not necessarily even be considered or even acknowledged if they're not even acknowledged in normal society, everyday life. Saudi, yes, it was kind of like, well, for both of us really, it's like, okay, let's get Saudi out of the way. Then Oman is kind of a bit in the middle. And then Dubai is like, freedom.
You'd have a holiday.
Yeah, it was. It was like this, right, we need to go. But the fact that the potential out there, what we were getting, the news we were getting back, was it was too good really to kind of dismiss. But we're still very apprehensive.
Do you think you saw the real side of Saudi, Oman and Dubai? Do you think that maybe because you were on a trade mission and you were under the UK banner that you didn't see the real place that you have these sort of preconceptions about?
That wasn't, you're not the first person to say that to me. In fact, it's, oh yes, we can all, you can show you the side we want to see. But I had to think about that as well, because we would do that in this country as well, wouldn't we? If we were,
you'd show the best side, of course you would.
Bringing foreign dignitaries, of course you want to see, you want to be proud of what you're doing. And in effect, we were out there at the invitation as well to do business. So they would portray the best and most positive side. But we were fortunate, I think, to talk to people who actually, expats who worked out there, and also not necessarily Saudi nationals or maybe Asian nationals or Eastern European nationals that actually worked there. So we could get actually quite a true picture. So yes, we were portrayed, we were taken around and we were given quite idealised introductions to the various institutions.
Carol, you won't mind me saying, but you're British Asian.
That's right.
And even in sort of being a British Asian woman, mm-hmm. I would imagine that you've had to work quite hard to break some barriers down as well, because it can sometimes be very difficult for women in the Asian community to break into the business world.
I would say so, to a certain extent, especially in the UK. There are some subliminal barriers for Asian women to break into business. It's less prevalent in Saudi. And after 2 days there, 48 hours, bearing in mind that I tripped over my abaya 3 times in the first half an hour of landing on Saudi soil, I actually missed the abaya.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I missed it.
It's
the most
liberating
outfit, attire that I've ever wore.
I suppose that does make sense, actually, because it will be really cooling, because mm-hmm. that's yep. the whole thing about it. Mm-hmm. I know there's a thing about covering yourself up. Mm. But also, you don't, I mean, and this is not meant to sound awful in any way, but you don't have to think about what you wear underneath.
That's
don't.
It. That's absolutely you're ready it. In about 10 minutes in yep. the morning. That's fantastic
you just throw
for
it on.
Any woman.
Nobody knows what you're wearing underneath it.
And it's not a lot.
Yeah. At the heart of North Yorkshire,
Ellie Fiorentini,
BBC Radio York.